This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Mental Illness, better known as Lee Hammock across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist and using my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Y'all understand where I'm coming from. Today's episode is going to be about why narcissists love something about you in the beginning and they turn around and hate it about you or try to change it about you later on. How narcissistic people do the old switcheroo. Oh, I love that about you right now. But then later on in the relationship dynamic, they turn around and they hate your ass for it. Oof. Anyways, y'all, before we hop into today's episode, join the channel memberships and also check out the self-love journal that is on Amazon. I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammock. But let's hop into today's episode, y'all. Seriously, these same things that they love at first, they turn around and hate later on. And that is it's like a damn epidemic when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, y'all. And it happens all the time. Like, they will, when you first meet this person, or you're getting to know this person, or doing the first beginning stages of your relationship, they will worship the ground that you walk on. They will just say, hey, look, I absolutely love the way you dress. That's what brought me to you. I love the way that you dress. I love this freedom of expression thing you have going on. Like, you, it just says a lot about you, and I love that about you. I love, like, A plus on the way you dress. Like, I love it. 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 Woo! You know, later on down the road, while you're in the relationship dynamic, why do you dress that way? Like, I just feel like you dress kind of is slutty. It's, you look kind of whorish right now. You see what I'm saying? Yes, y'all, women can be narcissists too. I'm just talking about from the male perspective right now. Male person, you know, I mean, you can be in a lesbian relationship. You could be a woman talking to you. So yeah, it's not just men talking to you like this. You dress like this right here. You know, I don't like the way you dress. I actually hate it. I've never liked the way you dress. I've always said bad things about the way you dress. It's kind of off-putting that you dress this way. Like, I really absolutely hate that about you. And then you'll be like, well, you said you loved it in the beginning. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. And if I did say it, well, you should change it right now because we're together right now. Why would you dress like that right now? You know, they hate it. They loved it. Now they hate it. And I know some people are going to push back on me and say, why would you want to dress like that, leave you in a relationship? You shouldn't have said it. You stop trying to change people later. Stop trying to change people later on, y'all. Say it up front. That's what gets me. Stop lying to people about the things that you like and the things you do, things that you don't like, because you don't want to lose this person. Stop trying to change people later on. Like, hey, look, if they're upfront and tell you, hey, look, I actually hate the way you dress, and then we go any further, you might want to change that, or we can't make it work. That's better, even though it's still horrible, you know, sometimes. That's better than just waiting until you get into a relationship and get committed to making a person feel like a horrible person for not changing the way they dress, or changing the way they act, or changing the way they speak, or changing. At first, they might like your friend group, right? They might like the friend that you hang around. I love your best friend, Bill. Bill's a great guy. I love Bill. Then you get into a relationship dynamic with them. You get deeper into it. Bill's kind of weird. I don't like Bill. Bill hit on me. Bill likes me. Bill gives you bad advice. Bill is not there for you. They try to turn you against Bill. They hate Bill now. But Lee, okay, cool. You gave us some good examples. Okay, got it. Mine loved the fact that I went to school and I was smart. Then he turned around and hated me. He said I thought I was smarter than everybody. He hated my education. First, he loved my education. Then she hated it. First, she loved the fact that I worked out a lot. She liked my shoulders. She liked my arms. But now she hates it. Tell me I'm trying to go to the gym to cheat on her. You see what I'm saying? Now she hates the fact that I work out. Why do they do this, Lee? Why do they do this? Y'all, narcissistic people will say and do whatever they feel is necessary to get you into a relationship with them. While they're idealizing you, they will damn near agree with anything to get you to stay with them. They will damn near agree with everything that you say, you know what I mean, just to keep you with them. They absolutely will, you know what I mean? They'll say whatever they can to keep you here with them. They will. Y'all, they, oh, I love that about you. I love that. I love your friends. I love your family members. I love your job. I love the work that you do. That was, that's what attracted me to you. Now, the truth comes out. Once they feel like they have you secured, once they feel like they have you feeling the same way about them that they feel about you, here comes the mask comes off, and how they really feel comes out. They probably really never liked the way that you dressed. They probably really not, really didn't like Bill. They probably really never liked your job, whatever it is. They probably really never liked the fact that you were smarter than them. They probably really never liked the fact that you had more friends than them. They probably really never even liked it in the first place, y'all. They just said whatever they felt was necessary to get you to fall in love with them. They said what they said what they felt was necessary to get you to want to be with them. They said what they felt was necessary to get you to secure you. People, yeah, people lie. People lie. They will smile through. They will smile through clenched teeth to tell you something. Oh, I love that about you. Look, you see me smiling. I love it about you. You see this smile shows how much I love it. Y'all don't believe a clenched teeth smile. Like, it's like a rabid dog coming at you, barking at you, and then smiles at you, just panting. Oh, the dog is panting. He like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Me, his tail is wagging, and he bite you. You see what I'm saying? The tail is wagging. That's how it goes, though, y'all. They will say or do anything to try to secure you. That's the mindset. That's the inner working of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. Say, you know, say whatever it takes to get you, and then when I get you, go take it the other direction. You know what I mean? That's the dynamic. That's the mindset. That's the setting that a lot of people find themselves in when you're dealing with a toxic narcissistic person. The same things that they love about you in the beginning, they turn around and hate later on. They turn around and chastise you for it. They turn around and belittle you for it. They turn around and devalue you for the same things they used to praise you for. The same thing they used, the same things they used to praise you for, they will turn around and hate you for. They used to praise you for it, now they curse you for it. It's the same, you know, it's the same dynamic. They really never liked it in the first place. Or the narcissistic person not only lied to you, they lied to themselves about liking it. You see what I'm saying? Maybe I can like it. Because during the love bombing idealization phase, we feel like we've met our person, right? So if we feel like we've met our person and we got you, you see how that works right there? If we feel like we met our person and this one little thing that we don't like about you, okay, I can change it. I can either change it about me, or we can revisit this later on. Or they try to lie to themselves and convince themselves that they can actually like this thing. Like, maybe I can like this. Maybe I can, you know, maybe I can make this work. Maybe it can work out this way. Blah, 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 boo, 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 boo. You know, maybe it can. And they will lie to themselves. They will try to convince themselves of that this is the truth. Yeah, it happens all the time. We're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. It happens all the damn time. They will just praise you for something, worship the ground you walk on, but then try to dig out the dirt from underneath your feet to make you fall and collapse. They might have never really liked it in the first place, and just try to convince you, like, "Oh, I love that about you." Lie, liar, liar, you know, liar, liar, pants on fire. That's what the kids used to say, isn't it? You know. But that's the dynamic that a lot of people face when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, you know. And this is the dynamic a lot of people are going to continue to face, because narcissistic people, like, yo, they're going to lie to you. Sometimes, like I said, yo, sometimes they are absolutely lying to your face about enjoying the same things that you like. You mean, you like going to the bars, you like going to the clubs, they love it first. Then all of a sudden, they hate you. Hey, you don't need to go out anymore. You mean, with the same group of friends, with your sister, your brothers, whoever you're going out with, they'll tell you that you don't need to do it anymore. You know what I mean? They'll try to talk you out of being you. They'll try to talk you out of being the person that you are right now. They'll try to talk you out of doing the necessary things to live a long, healthy life. They will treat you horribly out. That's the narcissistic mindset. They don't really care about how you feel. They don't really care about being there for you. They don't really care about any of that type of stuff, y'all. And I tell people all the time, This is a part of the dynamic. This is part of how it goes, though, y'all. I promise you. Live the life that you want to live. Don't let people try to change you later on. It's just like if you're new and out here in the dating world trying to avoid toxic people, ask them how they really feel about what you have going on. Ask them if you're doing something outside the box, you know what I mean? Ask them how they really feel. And if we go further in this relationship, are you going to try to change this about me? If we get together, are you going to want me to stop doing this? Ask them. For honesty, y'all, asking for honesty up front, because if they say, no, I loved it about you, and then they come back to you later on and try to change it about you, they're a liar, and then you have a footing to leave that person. You see what I'm saying? Because if they can't take you for who, if they lie to you and say, oh, no, I loved it about you, keep doing you. Do you, boo. Keep doing you. I love the fact that you do you. I love the fact that you have this going on. If they tell you that up front and then they try to change that later on, you know that they're a lie. If you ask for honesty, y'all, you can ask. If you're afraid to ask for honesty, then you're going to get manipulated and you're going to take advantage of a lot, y'all. That's just how it goes. They're going to manipulate you a lot. They're going to lie to you a lot. They're going to take advantage of you a lot. So don't be afraid to ask for honesty, y'all, up front about if you do something outside the box, you know what I mean? You know, if they say they love something about you, just say, hey, you really love this. If we got together, would you try to change this about me? You know what I mean? Ask the questions, y'all. Don't be afraid to ask the question. But Lee, what if I ask, I really like them. What if I ask that and they leave me alone? That's the point. If you ask them that question and they leave you alone, that's the point right there. They left you alone. You know, that becomes like a filter. You can use the truth as a filter. The truth becomes a natural filter for you. You see what I'm saying? Like a Brita filter in real life. That's what the truth is. The truth becomes your real life, in person Brita filter. Clean, fresh truth. But anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing, y'all. Again, join the channel memberships if you haven't. Check out the Self Love Journal if you haven't. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, Mr. Hillness is out. Peace.